Thank you, people, for turning up. I declare the meeting open at 5:30. I wish to acknowledge the Gariyala people, whose lands we are now meeting, and pay my respects to their elders past, present and emerging. The attendances are listed. No apologies, leaves, or disclosures of interest. There is a response to a item 5 to a question raised at the last meeting. Now I'll go into public time. This meeting is being recorded on audio tape and streamed live online as an additional record of the meeting and to assist with minute-taking processes which may be released upon to a third party upon request. If you do not give permission for recording your participation, please indicate at this meeting. The public is reminded that in accordance with section 6.16 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws on standing orders, nobody shall use a visual or vocal electronic device or instrument to record proceedings of any meeting unless that person has been given permission by the chairperson to do so. Members of the public are also reminded that in accordance with section 6.17 subsection 4 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws and standing orders, mobile telephones must be switched off and not used during the meeting. In accordance with section 6.7 subsection 3 of the Town of Port Hedland local laws and standing orders, members of the public are reminded to complete a question form and place it in the completed form in tray provided. If the presiding officer determines that questions and statements are out of order due to use of offensive or objectionable expressions or a defamatory, they will not be recorded or responded to. Do we have any questions from the public? There not being any public statements. There not being any. Due to that, I declare public question time closed. Okay, petitions. We don't have any deputations. There's no questions from members. There's an announcement from myself. Without discussion, there's a couple actually I want to just raise. The first is, this is mainly for people that are watching online, no doubt, this year we've succeeded in already collecting 80% of all rates, which is a significant improvement on last year, which at this particular time last year, only 51% of the, rates have been collected as of today, as of this date, and as I say, 80% this year. So congratulations to all the staff that have been involved in the massive increase in the rates taken. So it's a credit to those involved. There's two other special events that I just want to quickly mention. We had a special event on the 7th of September on our front lawn area, which was the citizenship ceremony for 32 people who became Australian citizens on that day. I just want to congratulate, it's a significant event for those people involved and for me. I'm very proud to be the presiding officer in relation to that. I really want to put my congratulations to the staff involved in that event. It was well organised and went off without a hitch and made it a special time. So congratulations to all the staff involved in that. We also held a information night on the 19th of September, where we displayed the three master plans that have been released over the last couple of months. That was very well attended, and it was a very useful session, I think, for the information that the sporting bodies gave. It was well thought out, and it was a great event, I think. And once again, those things don't just happen. I'll just congratulate the staff that were involved in putting that particular event together. It was a credit to them. And it's a very exciting time ahead with all those developments, of course. I also just want to give a quick update to people. Chris probably knows about all this, but in relation to Stephen Street, so that people know that we're moving on with that issue. I met with each of the residents just shortly after the day after the last meeting. I've also travelled to Karratha to look at seniors village accommodation that has been built down there, and was fortunate enough to speak to a number of seniors down there to get their views on the type of accommodation they're currently residing in, and it's how useful, how suitable it is for them. We've sent letters to each of the residents confirming that is our preference for the buildings to be relocated on the current site. That is a decision that the state government will make, but it's our preference that happens. And we have also confirmed that once completed, these new units, the current residents will have a spot in those, confirming that those people have a spot in that accommodation. We've also, the whole process now is to try and get residents into safe accommodation, especially before the cyclone season is upon us. We're committed to paying all removal costs that people will incur in moving, and also putting air conditioning into units that if they choose a unit that doesn't have air conditioning, we'll be putting that in. I just wanted to update people so that they know that we are progressing as quickly as possible with the primary purpose of getting people into safe accommodation. So just wanted to make that statement. Item number 8. That's just a list of people that I've met in the last little while. There's a declaration of commissioners, and that commissioner that I've given due consideration to the business papers that are in this meeting. A confirmation of minutes. Before I confirmed the minutes, there was an issue in relation to item 11.3.3, which was a result of two tenders. And the last meeting indicated that the Shea Gap Memorial Park, there would be $406,554.08. I don't know how you get that accurate, but spent on the in relation to the Shea Gap. That should have read $824,945.86, and the company for that is Yarra Proprietary Limited. Those figures were inverted with the next one, which is the Century Beach Playground, which went to active discovery option, which is, in fact, should have read $406,554.08 instead of $824,945.86. All other documents involved with that decision had the correct figures in them. So with that alteration, I approved the minutes of the previous meeting at item 10 of this meeting. Okay, we move on to item 11.1.1. This item brings a new model into our system of pre-qualification suppliers, but the fundamentals remain the same limits and the same requirements to get quotations from the suppliers, but not have to evaluate the supplier each time a new part of that contract comes up. The other change is in the removal of having to divide the work completely evenly. For example, if a supplier is on site and the exact work is actually extended, the supplier would be allowed to do that work as well. It is still the desire to spread the work evenly throughout the group, but the allowance makes a sensible variation to that system, which means that it just operates more efficiently. And so I approve the recommendation on page 13 of this report. Okay, item 11.1.2. In relation to the changes of the name away from the Audit, Risk and the Governance Committee to the Audit Committee, and the resultant changes to the operation of the committee, I say the following. I do not support the changes as set out in this item 2. It is my view that the committee system, or lack of a committee of system, could have partially been responsible for council suspension. 3. It is my view that committees should be set up that would allow extraneous or external people to give advice as experts to enhance the result of the of this local government. And 4, I have made a number of suggestions that would include 3 committees being set up that would allow for the flow of ideas from councils to councils and experts, and to come to the benefit of making sensible decisions in a less adversarial role that has been the case here before. In relation to the recommendations, I remove recommendations point 1, 2, and 3, and I support recommendation 4 of that recommendation, which will become recommendation 1, of course. So with that amendment to the recommendation, I approve the recommendation on page 25 of the report. This next section, which is 11.1.3, is a long list of things that are happening, some slowly and some quicker. I've looked at the list of actions and the state of play with each. Some are getting old, should be removed or deleted. I will be going through the list and trying to thin out the ones that we should really get rid of. I note the list and support the recommendation at this stage. Well, support the recommendation on page 47 of the agenda. I hope next time this comes up, there'll be a much shorter list of things. I don't know whether, speaking out loud, I don't know whether we should put these in our reports as a requirement to do them. Choose this in agendas. There is a requirement.
Yep.
Okay. No, that'll continue. Okay, item 11.1.4. This is a probably boring to a lot of people, but this item is a result of the new structure that I've approved about a month or so ago. It sets out who will be authorised to act when people are on leave or extended leave. So this is just a clerical fix-up to allow for what changes have been made to have effect. So I support the recommendation on page 53 of the report. Item 11.1.5, I've looked at the financial statements for the period ending 31st of July 2019 and financial activity for that period. I found no problems with either. I support the recommendation on page 60 of this report. Item 11.3.1. This tender is for the pre-cyclone cleanup for this year and an option for a further 2-year extension. The tender is for Port Hedland, Cook Point, Pridipool, South Hedland, all areas, Wedgefield, Kingsford Smith Business Park, Red Bank, Bosner Rural Estate, and Turner River Rural Estate. The successful company is Good Lion, which is a local company. Do I need to declare the amount?
Correct.
Yep. The recommendation contains the amount of $98,470.80. So I support the recommendation as set out on page 65. This item is required. This item is required for consistency. It's a Commonwealth matter that requires signs when being renewed to be a particular size and structure. This is for new signs and new areas as such, and replacement signs. We will not be replacing all existing signs, so this has little economic impact on the town, but it's a requirement under the Act. So I think I need to rescind the policy 9/006 and support the recommendation on page 70 of this report. Item 12, there is no committee report. Item 13, there is no motions. Item 14.1 is a development application of sorts. This item is a matter that's been long awaited, development of our facilities at the airport. That process that came to the town as a master plan for development that I approved a month or so ago. We now have a development plan that needs to go to what's called JDAC, which is the body which approves significant expensive alterations or constructions. Due to the cost of this development, it has to go to JDAC. Council does not approve the development plans here, but makes recommendations to JDAC. The following is a summary of what we are basically saying about the redevelopment. Firstly, that we support the redevelopment, and I'm sure every person that uses the airport will applaud the improvements that will follow. Firstly, the development must be in accordance with the plans provided, which makes sense. Ones that we've had a look at. Two, a detailed landscape and retreat plan must be submitted to the town. Three, development of public art worth $147,000 should be developed. And four, pay the $147,000 to the town to run a public arts project. Five, the stormwater plan needs to be done. Six, a minimum of 115 car bays must be provided. This excludes hire car bays, taxi bays, and pickup bays, pull-in bays. A number of conditions about cleaning up the area and after construction and how construction is to be managed are also in here, but they're the major reports that have to be submitted for our approval. I don't think that's going to create any problems. The proponents and the council are working as partners because it's our establishment, and we're working closely together with them now to achieve the best result possible in relation to this area. So I support the lengthy recommendation on pages 77, and it goes through to, to 80, and I support the recommendation. I've just got to say that it is a is something that I'm positive. Seeing people up here fly a lot, everyone will benefit from the $40 million, which was postponed for 12 months, as I understand it, and there was a bit of angst in relation to that. That 12 months is now up, and we're going to be seeing the on-the-ground improvements to a modern airport, one that reflects ease of use and comfort for people travelling through that area. So I basically congratulate the staff here and also our partners, the airport operators. The next one is in relation to burying people. This report removes the fees imposed on burials in Headland, and that occurred during the last budget round, and takes the fees back to the 2017-18 fee structure. This matter will again be considered, of course, in this year's budget process. I support the recommendation on page 103 of this report. I think we now are at only a confidential.
That's correct, so that's going to confidence.
We now move into a confidential part of the committee of the meeting, and I ask all members of the public to vacate whilst that takes place. So we're back in ordinary open council now. The particular matter pertaining to a director's position, and this is the recommendation that I've made, that council, in respect of the recruitment of a suitably qualified director of regulatory services, one, receive the advice from the chief executive officer that he proposes to employ the preferred candidate A, as indicated in this confidential report, as a senior employee of the town of Port Hedland in the role of director of regulatory services, and two, notes that should negotiations with candidate A provide unsuccessful, the chief executive officer will re-advertise the position. I just want to make a quick statement in relation to this particular item. I just want to thank the officer that was has been acting in this position up till now. I think he's done a sensational job, and if we get the same level of service from the new fellow, Port Hedland will be well off. So thanks very much. That's all I'm going to say. Well, now we've got to end the meeting. The next meeting is on the 23rd of October at 5:30, if Qantas allow that to happen. And there being no further business, I declare the meeting closed. Thank you.